Proverbs 6, verses 30 through 35. Men do not despise a thief, if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Now, it is difficult to predict the reactions of people. That which will make one person laugh will cause another to respond in anger, and we can usually gauge our own spiritual well-being by our reactions. The other day I was waiting at a red light behind a van load of hippies. It was one of the longest red lights in town, and I was in a hurry. Finally, the light turned green, and rather than go, they decided to change drivers. So they pushed and flopped around, finally got someone in the driver's seat, and roared off just as the light turned red again. They were screaming with laughter, and there I sat. My response to it was not all that Christian. Later, I laughed about it when I got my heart right. But at the time, I was full of disgust, had a critical spirit, and bristled with anger. Crowd response is difficult to predict as well. I have preached in churches that I assumed would be friendly and warm, only to have them sit there with their arms folded and with a look on their faces that said, "Okay, bless me if you can." And just as often, I have been surprised by a positive response that I fully expected to be negative. On July 3, 1976, which was our bicentennial year here in America, we put on an evangelistic program on the steps of the reflecting pool at the base of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. It was our desire to get the gospel to the thousands visiting our nation's capital during that year. For weeks, the newspapers had been warning of riots, violence, bombings, and all of that. We weren't really sure how the crowd would respond to a clear-cut gospel message. Now, frankly, I have never spoken to a more warm, friendly, appreciative audience. I could just feel their positive reaction as I shared the Word of God. In this passage, we learn of a reaction that is predictable. The man who steals a loaf of bread to keep from starving or to feed a hungry child is looked upon with some sympathy, but not the man who steals his neighbor's wife. That man receives no pity. He is looked upon with scorn. He is not feeding his hunger, but he is satisfying his lust. He is not in want, he is merely wanton. Paul said, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them." Often he cannot forgive himself. After the disastrous deed is done, and he regains his senses, he looks upon himself with an unforgiving hatred. He despises himself for bringing everlasting shame upon his name for a moment of ill-conceived pleasure. His delight has turned to torment, and it continues day and night. The Bible says, "A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away." He has incurred the rage of his neighbor that may lead to violence and vengeance on his part. We need to watch and pray that God will protect us from this sin. The Bible says, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall."